USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Anger boiling over after four Houston police officers were shot in the line of duty on Monday. A Houston Police Officers Union president says,
"We are sick and tired of having targets on our back."
Union President Joe Grimaldi speaks after two of those four officers are critically wounded, two others lesser so but still hospitalized. The two suspects were killed at the scene, and Grimaldi says,
"We are sick and tired of having dirtbags trying to take our lives when all we're trying to do is protect this community and protect our families."
Midwest and Great Lakes states will feel it first, but the Northeast, Mid-Atlantic, and the South will be feeling the effects of a polar vortex. In some areas, wind chills are going to be below 50 below zero. Over 1,000 flights have already been canceled because of the weather from this system. And this is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
U.S. Senate Democrat Richard Blumenthal partnering with Republican Senator Chuck Grassley on bipartisan legislation to require release of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's final report on Russian interference in the 2016 election to Congress and the public. Blumenthal says people shouldn't be surprised that Republican Grassley is with him on it.
There's a really simple idea behind it, which is the public's right to know. He and I have worked on other legislation that involves transparency and full disclosure.
Blumenthal, who spoke there on MSNBC, says he's optimistic the bill will pass. Meanwhile, President Trump's former associate Roger Stone is reportedly planning to plead not guilty today in a D.C. federal courtroom in the Mueller probe after previously saying the case against him is a raw abuse of power. He's charged with lying to Congress and witness tampering. A New York City woman is recovering after getting stuck in an elevator in a Manhattan townhouse from Friday till yesterday morning. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The U.S. Justice Department charging a Chinese telecommunications giant with a series of crimes, and the move is likely to raise tensions even more between Beijing and Washington amid an already ongoing trade war. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
Huawei, which is the world's biggest manufacturer of telecommunications equipment, is charged with bank fraud, wire fraud, conspiracy to defraud the U.S., and theft of trade secrets. FBI Director Christopher Wray.
In pursuit of their commercial ambitions, Huawei relied on dishonest business practices that contradict the very economic principles that have allowed American companies and the United States to thrive.
The scheme also attempted to undermine sanctions against Iran. I'm John Clemens.
The Department of Veterans Affairs now says as many as 12 patients may have died as a result of mistakes and misdiagnoses at the Veterans Healthcare System of the Ozarks in northwest Arkansas. 3,000 cases were found to have errors, 22 leading to serious injury, and again, 12 ending in death. And a California doctor has lost his medical license after recommending that a 4-year-old eat cannabis cookies to control his temper tantrums. The medical board determined Dr. William Eidelman of Hollywood was grossly negligent for making the recommendation after a single 30-minute appointment with the little boy. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.